welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. How are you doing, Mark?
Doing great.
Good. We're getting close to spring here, and we've got a good poem that you've chosen this month from the BMJ. It starts off with a reminder that hip pain is something that most of us in primary care see very commonly. It's got a number of etiologies. The data suggests that about 1 out of 9 people over the age of 65 will report significant hip pain over the past 12 months. Lots of common etiologies, although trochanteric, gluteus medius bursitis, and arthritis, as well as hip fractures are the most common conditions that we in primary care see. The location and the character of the pain, the movement and positions that reproduce the pain, the effect or impact on ambulation can all help us distinguish the type of condition that might be causing the pain, whether it be soft tissue or bone. Not surprisingly, all significant diagnoses at the hip can affect the person's ability to ambulate. So the first step in evaluation is often to assess gait and squatting and the ability to engage in internal and external rotation and to assess the type and location of pain. There are several imaging tests that we can use that might be helpful. The two most common are the plain X-ray and the MRI. But with osteoarthritis being so common, the question is, does X-ray play any role at all in the evaluation if we're not worried about a fracture? The poem that you found this week comes from the BMJ. It was published in 2015. It asks the clinical question, are pelvic X-rays useful for ruling in or ruling out osteoarthritis in patients who present with hip pain? Mark, what did they find?
They aren't.
We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Surprised to say a little more than that, probably. But yeah, this was a nice study. There were two different cohorts, both U.S. cohorts. One was the well-known Framingham study, and while it's best known for cardiovascular research, they also have been doing other kinds of research with this large, well-studied cohort, well-defined cohort. And they basically took 946 people 50 and older in the Framingham community and x-rayed their hip, regardless of whether or not they had symptoms. They also examined those who had pain to see if they had pain that was worse with internal rotation, which is a pretty good test for whether someone actually has osteoarthritis of the hip. Second cohort was a larger study, over 4,000 patients. They were all 45 to 79 years. They came from 4 cities. They all had or were at risk for knee osteoarthritis. And while they were working that up, they also imaged the hip. So basically, this was a total of about 5,000 patients, most of them asymptomatic, some who did have hip pain. They also classified people as how much hip pain they had, and those who had pain on most days were classified as frequent hip pain. So the question is, if you have you would expect to see, if you imagine kind of a Venn diagram, and they actually published some Venn diagrams of radiographic osteoarthritis and frequent hip pain, and you would think that those would overlap a lot, and they actually overlap very little. In the Framingham study, only about 16%, so only about 1 in 6 with frequent hip pain, daily hip pain, had radiographic evidence of hip arthritis. Only 21% who met the criteria for hip osteoarthritis on the X-ray also had frequent pain. So they were seeing, a lot of patients who had meeting the criteria for hip osteoarthritis when you looked at the X-ray, but they felt fine. And then others where they had frequent hip pain that looked on exam to be consistent with osteoarthritis, but when you looked at the X-ray didn't look bad, didn't really meet the radiographic criteria. Same thing in both, was seen in both cohorts. In those who had hip pain localized to the groin, which was about 10% of patients with pain, positive predictive value of the X-ray was only about 6%, so really, really bad. And the results were similar for those who had anterior thigh pain or painful internal rotation, again, all things clinically associated with osteoarthritis. So the bottom line is, the hip x-rays are not as good as I thought, or as I think most of us would have thought, for ruling in or ruling out osteoarthritis. There's a really poor correlation between what we see on the x-ray and what we and what patients experience. And I guess, you know, as you reflect on that clinically and, you know, seeing patients who come in and they are just absolutely feel disabled by their joint pain, by their arthritis, and, you know, you've worked it up, you've ruled out collagen vascular disease and rheumatoid arthritis and things like that, and you go, yeah, they've got osteoarthritis, but then you do x-rays, and the x-rays show minimal changes, and yet these people are pretty disabled. And then on the other hand, you'll get x-rays sometimes where they look terrible, and the person has fairly minimal pain. So I guess maybe this shouldn't be too surprising.
So I guess I have two questions. One, I guess by default, then, the diagnosis of osteoarthritis of the hip is a clinical one.
Yeah, and they were using the clinical diagnosis as the reference standard, which is a little odd. You know, you'd think that the imaging study, which is, you know, more quantifiable in some ways, would be the reference standard. But they were looking at it the other way around. They were saying, you know, this is someone who has hip pain. They've ruled out other things. On the physical exam, it looks like what you would expect with hip osteoarthritis.
The other question I have is, in the cohort that they studied, did they pick up anything that, even though it wasn't osteoarthritis, was a bone problem, a fracture that might have been missed, or something else that would have made the x-ray valuable?
Yeah, I looked at the article this morning. I didn't see that in their report. But, you know, speaking as a radiologist, clinical correlation is required.
Suggest
CT or suggest MRI. You know, that's, and, you know, there might be some, you know, it might be that, you know, not only we need to pay more attention to our physical exam and our history, and make sure we rule out other causes of hip and groin pain, which, you know, we can all come up with a fairly long list of those things. But, you know, it might be that a clinical trial of putting maybe a corticosteroid injection in the most affected hip to see if that relieves the pain, you know, that would be, to me, a pretty good test that, you know, there's something going on in the hip joint and it's not something else.
Thanks, Mark. Very interesting. We'll talk with you again next week.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.